One of my favorite things to do in fall is to just get out somewhere in the out of doors, take a hike or take a stroll. Sometimes I most often don't do it alone. Once in a while I do it alone, but mostly I'm with Renee, my wife Renee, sometimes with Emily joining us as well, pretty often nowadays. And we're going to talk about some of the best places to go for autumn hikes and strolls here in Wisconsin. Eric Hansen is with us now by phone. Eric's from Milwaukee, and you've listened to the program. You'll know that Eric has been a guest several times with us, and he's a well-traveled outdoor writer. He's an avid hiker. He's written extensively for Backpacker Magazine and some of the other outdoor journals as well. And he's the author of Hiking Wisconsin and of Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula, published by Falcon Globe Pequot Press. Really pleased to have him with us today. And certainly, if you have some questions, or maybe you've got a favorite place where you like to hike and wouldn't mind sharing that information with us, or maybe you've got a question about where to go, what's the best place to do it, or maybe you have a question about the process, maybe about equipment. You don't need a lot for hiking. You do need some good boots. I'm sure Eric can talk about that as well. And here's the number to call for you to join in. It's 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Eric, welcome.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to be here. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I think fall is the best time to hike, but you may have a different opinion. But
I think there is almost universal agreement with that. I mean, certainly it's a powerful nomination. I was just reviewing my notes this morning and kind of chewing on things and going, what's the storyline here? What's the big theme? And I often find myself suggesting to people that that there's good rewards in maintaining an alternative calendar of nature's events, maybe not with the bills to pay and things like that to remind you of, but to remind us that the sturgeon are spawning, or maybe the snowy owls showed up in the harbor, or maybe there's a full moonrise coming up. And when I thought about the big story for this time of year, which I think the lead has got to be autumn color, perhaps we don't need that reminder. When I'm talking about these other events, sometimes I suggest to people that maybe there's not a billboard announcing that a snowy owl showed up in the harbor, and maybe you're not driving home and there's a sign flashing full moonrise tonight at 8 o'clock, and we need those reminders. But I think fall color just kind of jumps up, and even if we're working 12-hour days and we look out the window and, you know, you just see one maple tree, blue sky, and direct sunlight, you just see this just vivid technicolor kind of scene. I think it's a reminder. It just kind of says, you know, get outside. Get outside today and see what's up.
And Iris in Appleton has a question for you on just that, getting outside. Iris, hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I recently moved to the Appleton area about a year ago, and I had lived in Colorado before that, so hiking was a big part of my life. But I'm having trouble finding places to get outdoors in the Appleton-Fox River Valley area. I was wondering if you had any thoughts.
Well, one prime favorite of mine, it's probably about a half hour southeast of you, near the village of Greenbush in the Kettle Moraine State Forest, and near the Greenbush Trails, the Ice Age Trail there. There's many older sugar maples, and I mean, it's certainly a beautiful place to be in all seasons, but in a couple of weeks as the colors move south, I mean, that would be one place that I favor greatly. If you've got a little bit more time and you're thinking of going north, up near the town of Mountain, maybe an hour and a quarter north of Appleton, you'll find the Ed's Lake Trails. And again, that's a wonderful fall scene. There's a lot to choose from here, and I guess what I would suggest to you as far as comparing with Colorado is they're both magnificent. They're different. And what we have here is just is legitimately beautiful in its own right. There may not be mountains here, but we've got tons of wildlife. We've got 2,000 eagles raising their young here. We've got hundreds of wolves. I think we're up around 500 or 600. The water scene here is certainly spectacular, and you're living in the headwaters country of our planet's finest collection of fresh water, and Lake Superior is certainly magnificent in its own right. Beyond that, I would suggest, you know, jump over to the library, find a copy of my book, Hiking Wisconsin, and that and one of the gazetteer maps, I think, will do you very well, you know, as far as locating what you're looking for. In the front of the book, you'll find a hike finder that indexes things by shorelines or wildlife or waterfalls, and that should help you find what you're looking for.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Iris, for calling. Appreciate it. Mark in Crystal Lake, we'll go to you next. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, last weekend we were up in Door County, and we went bike riding in Peninsula State Park, and we were all just remarking how we couldn't imagine a better bike trail.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that comment about Peninsula many times. Many people go there because of that, yeah.
And even if you're up there for other reasons, there's a rental place just a couple hundred yards from a really nice trail that goes right through the park, and it's hilly. It goes through bogs and different ecosystems, and on the hills they pave it, so it's not too arduous for families or kids that don't bike too much.
And there are also some great hiking trails. The biking and the hiking trails are separated in Peninsula, and we've done a lot of hiking there. We were there a few weeks ago and saw a family of four pileated woodpeckers.
Four, Larry?
Four.
I'm not sure I've ever seen four.
Four in one batch, and my wife got some great pictures of two of them.
Uh-huh.
The young ones aren't too young anymore, but they were. She was able to get some really nice photos of those of the two.
We've had two pileated together working like jackhammers side by side up in Eagle River for years. And I'm always gratified to see them. But.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's a bird, boy.
That's a beautiful bird. Well, Mark, I thank you for that advice. I agree with you. Peninsula, especially, it's a very great place to take families for hiking or for biking. You're absolutely right.
Agreed.
Thanks, Mark.
Give me some new tips after I hang up. Thanks.
All right.
We'll try. Hey?
We'll try to do that. And we'll get to Jeannie next in Fond du Lac, though. Jeannie, hi.
Hello. I and my husband are going to the Shawano area this week, and I'm wondering where in the Shawano area is there some good hiking?
I'm just flipping my map, and if you'll just give me a little moment to remind myself where Shawano is. A little bit north of there is the Edge Lake Trail near Mountain, I think I mentioned earlier. You know, and also southwest of there, you might want to take a look at Sandhill State Wildlife Area. And the thing with Sandhill is you've got these really vast open marshes, and then you've got a couple little bluffs like North Bluff with a lookout tower on it. Sandhill will start loading up with thousands of sandhill cranes that are staging for their fall migration soon. That really gets going long about early October, and I think that peaks at about 5,000. And at dawn, they all take off in unison and move into the fields adjacent. And then in the evening, they all come back at the same time. But it's just this scene where you've got these open sight lines across the marshes. So some of the wildlife viewing, the logistics of that, the physics of it, just mean that instead of a forest where your sight lines might not be super long, that you've got these relatively long sight lines and see different things, and that's the appeal for me.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll talk some more with our guest, Eric Hansen, in just a minute here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about the best places to hike and stroll in Wisconsin now. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Eric Hansen of Milwaukee. He's the author of Hiking Wisconsin and Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula, published by Falcon Globe Pequot Press. really pleased to have Eric back once again. And certainly if you have a question about where to go, maybe you're thinking about a trip somewhere and you want to know where you should hike or stroll, Eric may have some answers for you. And maybe you want to recommend. We've had a recommendation or two as well. So join in at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or in Madison at 263-1890. And you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And we'll get you on the air. You know, before we go to the phones, Eric, one of the more spectacular sights in Wisconsin are the sea caves along the Apostle Islands Lakeshore. And about 4 miles east of Cornucopia, maybe 15 miles northwest of Bayfield, there's that's a nice hike. What's that like?
Well, it's really one of the more notable hikes around, Larry. I have no trouble recommending that highly. It's about 2 miles in to the sea caves, and you start off of Myers Road, and the trail kind of wanders through the woods, and every once in a while you catch this faint glimpse of Lake Superior through the leaves. And I got to admit, you know, you're kind of sitting there going, what was the trail crew thinking? You know, it's like you hardly see the lake. You're thinking, hey, that's what this should all be about, you know. And after about a half an hour, you know, you're still walking along, and all of a sudden it's like, ba-boom, showtime. I mean, there's just this incredible chasm opens up beneath you. There's two natural bridges formed of chalk stones and trees and dirt on, and the scenery is just stunning. I mean, it just takes your breath away. And after this kind of stroll in the woods, the shock is certainly even more sudden. You know, but the other thing that it kind of reminds you of is that sandstone is not granite. You know, sandstone, the nature of sea caves is that it's undercut and honeycombed. And when you see this chasm I'm talking about, you're just kind of reminded to stay back from the edge. You know, that, you know, what you think may be firm ground, you know, is going to be falling into the lake at some point, and you just don't want to go that last couple of feet towards the edge. And but the landscape art, the sandstone, the radiuses, the curves, is really well worth walking in for. And of course, there's Lake Superior, which is you know, well worthwhile in itself.
Absolutely, Mary in Madison. Hi to you. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you familiar with the Rock Springs area on 136?
On Highway 130, where is it? What
It's town? Between Reedsburg and Baraboo.
No, I'm not. Perhaps you could enlighten us. I'm just pulling out the gazetteer. Yeah. Reedsburg, Baraboo, yeah.
It used to be Wisconsin Conservancy property, and I just wonder, they have a stone there, geological stone, kind of a, and it's named after someone that worked at the University of Wisconsin, and it's supposed to tell you the history of the area, what happened, for a geologist could look at it and tell you the story of the creation of that area. There's a big quarry nearby, and it's pretty, but I was just wondering if you knew it. I just don't know the story myself.
Well, maybe somebody else does.
Yeah, that's always possible.
It's always possible. Mary, hang on, stay listening, and you'll possibly get another call here, and we'll find out. Daniel in Shell Lake, hi to you.
Hi to you, and a question for Eric. Eric,
yes.
Are you the same writer that contributes regularly to Outside Magazine?
No. Actually, that's a very amusing story. There's three of us of the exact same spelling, and I got to mention to you that name is not unusual. It's almost like Tom Jones in some Norwegian-American communities. And Eric from Outside Magazine, boy, a couple years ago, I called him up, And we're kind of laughing and chuckling. And 2 minutes into the conversation, we both said to each other, "So you wrote Motoring with Mohammed." And in the same moment, we both laughed and said, "No, I thought you did." And lo and behold, there's three of us, relatively well-known in outdoor or nature writing, of the exact same spelling. And yeah, there is some confusion that goes on. Eric, that works with Outside Magazine, is one. I'm the other. And perhaps the best known of all of us is the gentleman that wrote Motoring with Mohammed, and also has done a number of other very well nature and travel books. Yeah.
Interesting.
So okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. You guys are going to have to start using your middle initial, Eric.
I guess. I don't know what to tell you. It's a long. It just goes on and on. And every couple months, there's an email gets astray or something, and that's it. Yeah.
Bobby in Pewaukee, your turn. Hi.
Hi. I have a suggestion, a real good suggestion for strolling or walking out at Old World, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful place. It's a gem, which we have here in Wisconsin, and there's lots of place to walk if you want to walk the whole thing.
Okay, and you're talking about by Eagle, right?
Yes, down at Eagle. And,
yeah.
And talking about, you were talking about cranes before. Mm. I was working out there as an interpreter 1 year, and I wondered why people were standing in the middle of the road and looking up, and there were sandhill cranes thermaling way high.
Mm-hmm.
And they went round and round, and then more would call, they'd call cranes from all over. And they just kept this up until there were maybe 100 way up high.
Yep.
Before they went away.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating.
Was that in the fall or the spring when you had the 100?
It wasn't fall. It was, I want to say, in October, beginning of October.
Okay.
So go out to, and then look up when you get there.
Thank you, Bobby. That is a pretty sight. And other people have called on the show and on other programs and have brought up the same topic. And it really is fun to watch them catch those thermals and just glide around having a great time. Absolutely. Thanks, Bobby. By the way, you can join us, excuse me, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. We're talking about great places to hike and stroll in Wisconsin in the autumn. And if you have a question about your area or maybe a hiking area that you want to hype and promote, why, give us a call. Mary Lois in Oshkosh, your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad I got through to you guys. I've listened to your program a lot. I do my work program job is in the car every hour for 15 minutes. So anyhow, I happened to be home today, and this woman who called about where to go in the Appleton area.
Yes.
I love the Thousand Island Nature Preserve just east of Kaukauna on County Z, and there's eagles there.
Right.
And it's along the Fox River.
Yeah.
And in springtime and in fall, it's just fabulous. And there's, you know, on the north side of Z, there's about 5 miles of trails. And you do go hiking up the ledge, and you know, kind of like the ledge there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, there are trails also. And that's all on the south side. There, I don't know how many miles on the south side, but that's all maple there. But that is, I mean, for if she wants to go for a short trip, I do that a lot sometimes on a Sunday afternoon. I just go out there and hike. I don't want to drive far.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the Eckrud, if I pronounce it right, and that's south of Neenah, or north of Neenah, just before where Highway 10 turns into Appleton. I don't know what street it is. And that's another nature preserve that you can hike trails. It's a marshland and bog in a very nice place that's close by.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to mention that.
Good
thank
tips.
Thank you. I'm sure it's really helpful.
Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate it. Yeah, lots of good tips here. Let's go to Mike in Duluth next. Mike, hi to you.
Good afternoon, guys. A suggestion. I had the program off for a little bit, so I hope you didn't get this from somebody else, but I've been doing a little waterfall snooping the last few falls in northern Wisconsin and the UP, and one that's kind of hidden that I really like. Everybody knows about Pattison and Amnicon, I think, but just south of Saxon, off of State Highway 122. There's a little county park with a series of waterfalls back there that is just really neat and tucked in and easy to get to and pretty quiet. And as the color comes on, it's going to be really nice.
And are we talking about on the Montreal or on another stream?
This is on another stream. This is Saxon would be roughly halfway between Ashland and Hurley.
Right. I got it. I'm just flipping the pages of the map and trying to... Okay, we're off 122, right?
Correct. It's probably 6 or 7 miles south of Highway 2.
South of Highway 2.
And it's a county park.
There's just a little county park in there, frankly, off the top of my head. I can't even remember the name of it, but...
Mm-hmm.
I was there several years ago. Very nice little place. There's a nice little parking area there. Memory serves me correctly, there is a little picnic area as well. And the falls are very accessible.
And we're not talking about Weber Lake. Are we talking about Upson Falls in the town?
Upson Falls. Upson Falls is the one.
Okay, very good. Yeah. And don't I remember that right in town there's a little falls there, or is that the village of Iron Belt? Doesn't Upson have a town park, and they've got their own waterfall right there?
Boy, I don't remember, actually.
Maybe somebody else can call in and let us know, because that's one I don't know either.
I think I'm pretty sure my memory's clear on this. Upson's got a town park with a little pavilion, and they've got their own waterfall.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks,
cool.
Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Dick in Reedsburg, your turn. Hi, Dick.
Hi. I'm calling about Rock Springs.
Yes.
All right, here we
that's
go.
Called, yeah. That's called Van Hise Rock, and it's actually a pretty well-known, if you're a geology student, a lot of field trips are taken to Rock Springs to look at Van Hise Rock and study its structure because it shows a very important feature of geology. And there is trails there, and there's state land, and it's a real nice hike. It's in a gorge, and the Baraboo River runs right through there. So it's really a great spot, and it's not too far from Madison. So.
No, it's not. Thanks, Dick.
Yep.
Appreciate it. I'm sure named after Van Hise from the University of Wisconsin. David in Reedsburg, I believe, is next. And David might have some similar information. David, hi.
Hello.
Hi there, David. All right, wait a second. Let's see if we can get him.
Yeah. Hello, it's me, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Hi, David?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi. The previous caller just was going to give the information that I was going to give. But I also do have another tip, and this does relate to the quartzite land formations in the Driftless area by Leland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin. If you go to a little bar there called Sprecher's Bar, you can get a walking cane from the gentleman at the bar, and he will give you directions to a buffalo farm
mm-hmm.
that has a trail that leads to a waterfall that has cut into the quartzite rock formations there with ending in a duck pond. It's privately owned, but if you go to the bar and get the walking stick, they'll give you information.
I'll be darned. What's the name?
And that's by Natural Bridge State Park.
And one more time, that's in the town of Leland.
Yep, it's in the town of Leland, and the name of the bar is Sprecher's Bar.
Sprecher's Bar.
Boy, that sounds plausible. And Leland is about 10, 15 miles west-northwest of Sauk City, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, kind of on the south slope of the Baraboo Ridge.
That's cool.
Yes, in the Driftless area.
Cool.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, David. Appreciate it. All right. Finding out some neat little things here. Reed in Clintonville. Your turn. Hi, Reed.
Good morning, gentlemen. No, I guess it's afternoon. Good afternoon, gentlemen. So, anyway, for the young lady that was calling from Appleton for the Fox River Valley area, if she just takes Highway 47 north, which is Richmond Street out of Appleton, and drives up to the Navarino exit, and she... could go over to the Navarino Nature Center, which is an absolutely beautiful area that the glacier worked over, and there's a great wetland there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that at any time.
Thanks, Reed. And you've been to that area, haven't you, Eric?
The Navarino State Wildlife Area, I've driven by. I have never stopped. And so the caller's information is most welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Reed. Appreciate it. And Nancy in Ashland, your turn. Hi, Nancy.
Yes, I've got a little more information about those falls and parks at Upson, South mm-hmm. of Saxon. That's on the Potato River.
Okay.
And the only town that the Potato River runs through is Upson, which is a pretty small place. And
yeah.
That's really a wilderness river. And there are two other falls in that area, but they're... You'd have to be good friends of the locals. There's Foster Falls, pretty good falls, I'd say, 30-foot fall, and then there's Wren Falls, and that's even more remote. But they're all in that area. But people sometimes don't realize that the Potato River is really a wilderness river. It's
wild country.
It is. I was born and raised near there, so.
Oh.
Yeah. And also over by Gurney, we have Potato River Falls, which is just off Route 169, and that's a beauty.
That's the same river.
Right, further down. Yeah.
I was raised just south of there. We used to hike in from the south, and our 4-H club planted thousands of trees there and started a campground. And,
yeah.
So, but you mustn't go there. I can't go there anymore because I'm kind of handicapped from an auto accident. You go to Potato River Falls, be in good shape. There's steps, but there's a lot of them to get down there.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you very much for calling. And Rena and Madison will give you a chance. Hi, Rena.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
My question for Eric is, I'm interested in doing a 2-day hike on the Ice Age Trail, and I'm wondering if he might be able to direct me, if you, Eric, might be able to direct me to the best stretch in Wisconsin.
The best stretch in Wisconsin.
Oh.
I'm going to get in trouble with somebody here.
I might want to clarify, too, that I'm not camping. I want to stay in a hotel over those 2 days, so that might narrow down the options as well.
Uh-huh. And what are your other parameters you're looking for? What does best mean to you?
Well, a nice outdoor area, you know, through the woods, not too many towns,
mm-hmm.
ideally some water as well, but not that's not a mandatory thing.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I got to admit, I'm partial to the northern end of the North Kettle Moraine State Forest, west of Sheboygan, and there's certainly some B&Bs in that neighborhood near Greenbush and around there. There's many other favorite stretches of the Ice Age Trail that come to mind. I'm a little bit less sure about accommodations for them.
Okay.
You know, and when we hit that touchstone, I hesitate to say, I know it. This is here. And some of the stuff in the far northwest, I mean, particularly Interstate State Park, which is the northwest anchor for the Ice Age Trail, come to mind. And these incredible glacial potholes, you know, where the river drilled like 60 feet into granite.
Oh.
But as far as woodsiness, I mean, the far north end of North Kettle up by Greenbush, I mean, certainly I go back there time and again, and I know there's accommodations nearby. Yeah.
Okay. And the Interstate State Park, is that what you said?
And that's all the way north of St. Paul a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
By St. Croix Falls. You know, there's another stretch by Medford that's in the National Forest there. It's known as the Jerry Lake segment. That's really a quiet, woodsy path for 13 miles. I've been back there time and again, and also north of Cornell, in the Blue Hill areas, there's a little stretch there that I'm very fond of also.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You described the walk to Long Slide Falls in your book in northeast Wisconsin as a short walk to a large payoff.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's just that, you know, 141's there, and many of us are driving north and south on 141 south of Iron Mountain. And Long Slide Falls is just like a mile or two drive off the highway. You know, you park, you walk, 150 yards or something, and you're in the top of this bluff looking down at these falls, and it's about a 50-foot drop. Oh, just a kind of a staircase of white water coming down in this shady glen and gorge. You walk maybe another 50 yards to kind of slope down this hill and work your way down to the bottom of the falls. And it's just a really nice break for getting off the road and just, you know, it's just the falling water, you know, the shade, the moss, everything. The highway seems very far away when you're sitting there, and it's just well worth visiting.
Yeah. And I like the Pine Cliff State Natural Area in Governor Dodge State Park. That's hard to beat, too. It's a nice place to walk.
Yeah, yeah. You just come around the corner in this trail, and you're about a mile in, and all of a sudden there's these relic white pines.
Yeah.
I mean, just huge, and this
enormous, shady
sandstone. Just well worthwhile, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Eric, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. A lot of this is in your book.
It is, Larry, yeah. And if people want more information on my books, they can go to www.eric-hansen.com.
Eric Hansen, and it's H-A-N-S-E-N.
Right, right. We had that discussion earlier.
Well, wait, you better repeat that again, because
yeah,
there are a lot of Eric Hansens out there, apparently.
Yeah, right. It's E-R-I-C, and the website is www.eric-hansen.com.
And it's that dash in there. You want to get that
right,
dash?
Right. You want to get that dash between the Eric and the Hansen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, you're welcome, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. Well, tell you what, we talked about a lot of great places to hike and stroll in Wisconsin today. And it's, as always, it was a great pleasure to have so many people calling in with their own ideas and their own suggestions. And if I were you, I'd take a look at Eric Hansen's book. Get a copy of it. It's published by Globe Pequot Press, and it's called Hiking Wisconsin. It's a Falcon guide. And I tell you what, for some great outdoor hiking opportunities here in the state, Eric's got a lot of information about the trails themselves, and it's a little background on them, tells you about the hike itself, how hard and difficult it is, and some other things as well, the distances and the difficulty and the best months to go. Always a lot of fun to read through it, and I know you're going to enjoy it if you like to get out there and hike. Tomorrow we'll be taking a look at some parts of the Focus on Energy program with Carter Dedolph. Carter Dedolph is Program Manager for Apartment and Condo Efficiencies Services Program with the Focus. And then Judy Ziwak of the state's Office of Energy Independence joins us. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.